Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Five times in Earth history, major proportions of the world's activity, biological activity, have been almost wiped out. And the biggest one is the Permian extinction 250 million years ago. It's like 90% of marine species just disappeared. The modern rock pools that we see when we go to the seaside are really determined by what happened at the end of the Permian. It really set the scene for modern organisms. And so people have often wondered, what was the trigger? What was the mechanism that caused this enormous extinction? What could have brought the world to its knees in such a dramatic fashion? And there's all sorts of big events happening at this time. Enormous, the biggest ever volcanism.
So volcanoes all over the place?
Yeah, volcanoes in a very particular place, very, very large scale, pumping up gases into the atmosphere. And these gases were having a terrible effect on the atmosphere. They were making the atmosphere very, very acidic, and acidic rain was falling all over, you know, quite damaging to the terrestrial environment. And we see lots of evidence of plants and trees, particularly woody vegetation, struggling at the time. And so we really need to get a handle on how this acidity happened. Was it a single big event, or was the short pulses associated with the volcanic activity? And what was the connection and the consequences to the rest of the biosphere?
How did you try and figure this out? What were you looking at?
Well, what we do is we take a forensic approach, because it's gone. 250 million years ago, it happened. There's nothing we can do about it. But we can look for molecular remnants of the organisms that were alive at the time. And so we do this sort of forensic molecular analysis and try and work out who were the winners and who were the losers of the extinction. And one of the losers was the trees, rooted vegetation, and they produce litter. And this would be incorporated into soil. And what we do see is that lots of this soil was washed into the ocean and actually preserved. So we have molecular remnants of the soil that was swept off the surface. When we look inside, we see particular ratios of compounds that tell us something about environmental conditions. And two particular compounds we're interested in related to vanilla, the nice smelly stuff, and that helps us produce nice ice cream, shows that the environment was acidic. It was pH less than 4, and that these acidic events were pulses, so related to the injection of acidic material into the atmosphere, which came down as acid rain and really sort of hit the terrestrial environments, you know, the forest environments, repeatedly, and just weakened them, until eventually we lost large amounts of the rooted vegetation and the soil was just washed into the ocean. So a real catastrophe, you know, almost like life had the rug pulled out from under its feet.
So by studying these molecular events, you can tie it to the gases that are coming out of these volcanoes, this shower of acid rain coming down again and again. What does this then tell us about the extinction that happened?
Well, it tells us that there was a major geological cause for the extinction. You never quite know what the mechanism is or how widespread the mechanism is. So things such as meteorite impacts are very sudden and they just fall out of the sky. But things such as volcanic events and natural homegrown extinctions, and it looks like the Permian, end of the Permian, was one of these homegrown events. I mean, the main interest in these extinction events is to think about our current environment that human activity is manipulating. And we always talk about tipping points. At what point does the environment cross a boundary of no return? And certainly that happened in the Permian. Things happened and the ecosystem just collapsed. And we needed a certain amount of time before any other ecosystem came to replace it. We need to study what happened in the past so that we don't make the same mistakes in the future. You know, where is our tipping point at the present day? And how close are we to the next big extinction?
And that is the question, how close are we?
Well, we are having a major effect on the Earth. We are losing a lot of soil, which is very similar to what happened at the end of the Permian. So I like to be optimistic. But I don't know where the tipping point is. I hope we can study lots more mass extinctions in the geological record and become more knowledgeable so that we can recognise before we go too far.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.